This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys, girls, dogs, cats, chipmunks, horses, and squirrels, we are back.
Hey, you didn't say mice or cockroaches or other things people might have.
We have some mice in the party cabin, so please include them,
No,
Danny.
That's actually fair. Mice, cockroaches.
No, cockroaches are died in my fire, but keep going.
Armadillos. We could have those in here.
Armadillos and small snakes. Hopefully not. Welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast. And today I'm feeling especially grateful.
Yes. Well, Danny usually never knows what we're going to talk about until like 30 seconds before. And he's like, what are we going to talk about? And we're like, we just said.
Well, I don't know if the mic's picking up Solly, but she has a lot to talk about.
She has plenty to say.
But you know what, guys, I think we should do today? I think we should try to stick on topic. There are some days for rabbit trails and there are some days for just bringing it, right?
No, today's not a rabbit trail day.
And I just feel to bring it. I woke up this morning with this.
You felt like, it, Pearl.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'll start off
Well,
just
you're passing
to say,
on a feeling to me and I'm getting all, like, serious about life all of a sudden.
You know, I've been doing something and then I didn't realize it was a thing until I thought about it this morning. And I realized, hey, this is probably a thing that I should share about. Not that I am anything. I mean, I'm nothing. But this is something that we're, I believe, supposed to do. But this comes back and is good for you. Okay, so in the morning when I wake up, not every morning, but lately I've tried to do this more and more, you know, unless you have to get straight out of bed, I just lie there and I start deep breathing because we're going to talk about breath today and how healing it is to your body. But deep breathing with gratefulness.
Oh, I love it.
And so, like this morning, it was just like in with a breath. Just as I'm lying there, my husband's asleep next to me. Is like, thank you, Father, for your healing. And then breathe out, like breathe in slowly. Thank you, Father, for my family. Breathe out. And then breathe in. Thank you for my husband right here. And then I went on, you know, and thank you for the good things you've given me. Everything that I think about, it's a thanks. And you know, we're commanded to give thanks. Do you know that giving thanks is so good for our health?
I love it, Pearl. And what I'm hearing is two things, actually. It's so giving thanks is so good for our health. Amen. Or if you're not an amener, good on ya, mate. But the breath and that you're putting it together is kind of something that I tend to do too, and I didn't know it was a thing either.
No, I didn't know it was a thing.
When I go on my walk.
Yes.
I just start, you know, just calling out to the Lord, and I'm like, in you, I live, I breathe, I have my being.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture, you know, in him we live and move and have our being, and I'm like, I just personalize it. In you, I live and breathe and have my being. So I start to just breathe him in, breathe life in, and so it's kind of like that gratefulness and the breath at the same time. Yes. Oh, yay, Pearl. I think it is.
And I think we're going to get into the science of some of this today. So I started looking it up today and it's absolutely fascinating. But listen, if you're not a believer, we always say this because not everyone believes the same way as we do. And we don't want this podcast just to be for Bible believers.
No, and I want to say this too. Please don't think that we're trying to pour it down your throats. We're not. We're just so... This potty is just a lot about what overflows from our lives. And so we're just overflowing with that. So that's all we're saying.
And I think I want to officially name this potty, though, the Gratitude Challenge. Because this is what we're going to be bringing today, a challenge for us not to forget about being grateful, for us to practice it because it's going to transform our lives. And listen, if you're not, as we were saying, if you're not a Bible believer, you can start your morning the same way, right? Take some time. You can just say, like Thanksgiving, hey, I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my health, but I'm going too fast. Don't do that. Breathe in slowly, say it, and then breathe out.
So it's not a duty or a robotic thing you've learnt to say every morning, but it's actually coming from the heart. Now, I love it. And yeah, like Pearl said, you may not even be a Bible believer or whatever. You just do it because science backs up the scriptures anyway. So there is a science to it.
Yes.
But hey, Pearl, just how you said, no matter how you want to start your morning, for me, please don't like imagine this in your head, everybody, but oftentimes I'm on the loo when the this is happening.
Oh, yeah. Rush to the bathroom. I can't picture that.
And I peek out my window, right? I peek out the window of the bathroom and it's kind of like the sunset.
Oh, yeah.
Sunrise. And it's just all kind of like cloudy, misty up on a hilltop. And I peek out. And that's when it's like, oh, God, thank you. Like, and one of my lines is, I want to be alive to you today. Help me to be alive, not to me, alive to you, to what you are blessing me, to your goodness today. So it's kind of like preparing myself for the thanks. Like, what? Let me be alive to what you're going to pour out in my life so I can be.
Oh, absolutely. You know? And you know how science backs up scripture. So I want to bring some science, but I want to start with these couple of scriptures. Psalm 92, it is a good thing. Good to give thanks unto the Lord. It's good, right? It's actually good for us, science says. And then, but this is an interesting, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given back unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. What are we supposed to do? Give. What are we supposed to give?
Give thanks.
Ha! And then what happens? So it's like, we don't give thanks because of what we're going to get. We give thanks because we're grateful. But there's a sowing and a reaping
in
all this stuff
in everything.
Comes
there's
back
a sowing
to
a reaping in good and there's a sowing a reaping in bad when we sow fear.
Yes.
When we sow, you know, anxiety.
And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, so it doesn't just mean on the good days. Actually, the reason I started out today, my brain went to awful places. You know how your brain just goes there?
Oh.
When I was first waking up, it was like, oh, I have to do that today, and I've got to do that, and remember that. And then I was like, that's junk. Let me be grateful. And everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. This is actually God's will for us, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. When we don't do it, we're out of his will and we're going to mess up our lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go two more scriptures and then, Serene, we get into science. You got something to bring?
Yeah, but I just wanted to – I just read this the other day and as we're talking and as you're bringing scripture, I just thought that it so went. It's out of the Passion Translation, which I love, and it's Proverbs – I think it's Proverbs – let me see. Yeah, 15. Proverbs 15, getting back to where I was. 13. A cheerful heart puts a smile on your face, but a broken spirit leads to depression. And you can't be thankful and not be cheerful.
No, you're right.
Lovers of God hunger after truth. But those without understanding feast on foolishness and don't even realize it. Like you were waking up, Pearl, and just wanting to feast on foolishness.
I was.
You didn't even realize it.
Nah.
But if we did it God's way or the science way, you know, that backs up scripture, we're gonna hunger after truth. And the truth is we have so much to be thankful for, even when we are having a rotten day to American standards. We're not being beheaded by ISIS.
No, exactly.
Everything seems to go wrong, this is verse 15, when you feel weak and depressed. But when you choose to be cheerful
and choose
hashtag thankful.
Yes.
Every day will bring you more and more joy and fullness.
I love it. And I see that word, when you choose. Actually, it's always a choice to be thankful. It's a choice.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up and my heart just bursting with thankfulness, but as soon as I started being thankful, it started to burst, let me tell you.
I reckon it's a muscle.
Started to burst.
It's a muscle, and you have to train that cheerful muscle and that thankful muscle.
Oh my goodness, you do, Serena. I think that's what we're bringing with this challenge, Danny. We're going to start training ourselves.
So I'm thinking here. We're saying to be grateful. Is gratitude a choice?
That's what we just said. The Bible just says it is. Choose. Choose to
what
be
if somebody's
thankful.
Like, I don't feel grateful.
But it's a feeling. Our feelings actually, Robin, destroy us. You know, I was going to get to Robert Emmons.
Well, hey, if you don't feel like that way, you're going to get the sowing and reaping part of that, right? You're going to feel the depression, the negativity, the my life, S-U-C-K-S's.
But, you know, I think,
right?
I think we often think that our feelings are us.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that. Bingo. It's part of our identity. Like I hate to hear people say like I am depressed.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like right now for 10 minutes and then I'm going to be happy. But people who are chronically depressed, I hate to hear that because it's almost an identity they take on.
Yeah, it is.
They are a depressed, like it's in them and it's part of them. And in reality, it's something they're experiencing.
Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah, they own it.
Now, we're not saying here that, you know, if you've been diagnosed with clinical depression or something, we're not. We're not saying, oh, what a lot of baloney. We wouldn't be like that because, you know,
well, there's different levels, and some people have synaptical issues that are hormone based. Where they're actually fighting against heavier things than a choice, but still there's choice involved in that.
Yeah, even still. And this is interesting because I want to bring some science now, but before, because this sort of instigated this, Danny, Robert Emmons is a leading researcher in this gratefulness health research. But I've got a quote here from, and it sounds like the Bible, but it's some latest cutting-edge researcher,
sorry,
right?
I just had to put that in there.
Yeah, the Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind, right? Which means throw the junk out, the poison stuff, which I woke up with today. But he says, left to ourselves, our minds tend to hijack every opportunity for happiness.
So
like what you're saying, Danny. Okay. Gratitude is our best weapon, an ally to counter these threats that rob us of sustainable joy.
Right. And it's all the way we look at things, right? Mm-hmm. It's completely all the way we look at it, because there was another scripture, and I can't quite find it right now, but it was kind of talking about how it's a continual feast when you basically when you see something through the lens of joy, whereas your life is always just a meager, like, just the doldrums when you look through your regular lens.
Yes.
And it's so, and I wish I could quote it right now, but I can't. But it's so true in the fact that, I mean, you can be going through awful situations. You can be going through death, mm-hmm. Situations in your family. You could be going through situations where there is broken, there's a broken home. There's all kinds of things. But I've seen people walk through it with a lens of an eternal scope, with a lens of joy. And I've seen people walk through it and constantly pound in every day how awful, like beat it into their heads how awful their situation is. And even if it wasn't scriptural, just watching it anecdotally how it turns out for them, it's so much more enjoyable to go through even an awful situation with joy.
Yeah, well, Serene, you don't want to praise yourself, but I've watched you go through extremely hard situations with joy, and sometimes you were tossed to and fro, and sometimes you cried out to God, and sometimes you cried, but you chose to always see the joy and still to be grateful.
Well, yeah, and it's not anything about myself, because in myself and in my own strength, I was a lunatic, right? It was only God sustaining me in his word. But the amazing thing is in that, I'm thankful that we walked through it.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that God has taught us, and all the appreciation I have of my son, you know, who went through even more, just the preciousness and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can be going through – my baby's really interesting.
Yeah, Solace is really loud today. I think this is her loudest day, isn't it?
A little I think she cares about the subject. She's like, yeah, be thankful. Rattle those rattles. Shake those baby rattles. We're happy. But I do – so it's really hard for me to concentrate, actually. So I'm like losing my point all the time. But I do really feel like life does not have to be perfect for us to be thankful.
Okay, so case in point, Serene. So I'm going to go through some studies now. One of them is gratitude causes greater happiness and lowers depression. Scientifically lowers depression. A well-documented, even control group study was done by some researchers at a university. You can look it up. On subjects, right? And they had three groups, and they had to write down, one group had to write down things of gratitude on five lines every day. Things that they were grateful for. They had to, you know, find out in their head, what am I grateful for? Things that are really helpful. What's great in my life? Okay, be thankful for them. The other group just had to write down completely things that were not, not really grateful for, just facts about their life, just certain facts that didn't bring a happy emotion, just facts. The other group had to write down hassles in their life, like my kitchen never stays clean, my husband will not help around the home, my boys do not listen to me, you know, work is a chore, I hate going to work, okay? And so then they tested these people, they tested for their health, they tested on, they have all these ways to test depression markers and everything. Oh, yeah. And it was incredible. The people that were in the gratefulness group scored way higher on happiness. Their depression was lower. Health markers were like way off the charts. I mean, they improved their health. In certain studies, Robert Emmons, that researcher, and he's done a lot of research, has even found that gratitude lowers blood pressure. It lowers cortisol, even cholesterol, even the bad cholesterol. Can you believe it?
I have a friend who believes in his heart that he is going to, and let me finish all of this because it sounds absurd at first. And it actually, I don't believe this, but it's an interesting point I want to make. He believes in his heart that he is mentally not going to die at like the normal age. Like he's going to go until be like 150 and, mm-hmm. and beyond. He really believes this. And, you know, whereas I don't, you know, I'm not opposed to it, but I don't really believe that's possible. Currently, I know I'm the what if you could guy, but, you know, at the same time, I'm the what if you could guy in the bounds of the earth.
Right.
And so, you know, my thought is, though, okay, well, what's the alternative? The alternative is believing, because I just, as I started to think about it, you know, I believe I'm going to die in my 80s.
Yeah,
that's a thought I
you're
had.
You're telling your body.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a thought I've had subconsciously.
So I think it'll start shutting down at 70s, and by the time you're 80,
well, yeah, and it's like, well, after all, you're going in your 80s, sir. You know, as I talk to myself, but you know, I was thinking, you know, it's like if you're gonna pick one, I mean, you know,
right,
maybe err on the side of 150,
because what's gonna make you happier?
This is what I was saying anecdotally before. You know, it's just you're gonna be miserable if you pick the you know, looking at all the how bad your life is,
mm-hmm.
and so even though you may not be a scripture follower or whatever, just choose the one that makes you happier.
Exactly. Right? You don't have to be a scripture follower, although it's all throughout the Bible, but then science comes along and said, no, that's correct. Look at these PubMed studies. You know, PubMed is like, okay, there's no arguing with that.
We're talking PubMed
people
here.
That show gratitude.
Yeah, I'll take
PubMed,
scripture, but hey, PubMed, anyone?
2015 study. Just Google these for yourself. Like you can Google gratitude in relationships, gratitude and better health, things like that. They'll come up. Better and more long-lasting relationships. Makes sense, right? Because
when
I looked at my husband this morning and I said, thank you, Father, for my husband. You know, he's not a perfect man by any means. But when I started thanking God for him, man, I was just like, he's good. My husband's so good.
And it grows that tree, right?
He's so good.
That
he's
synaptical
so
tree
good.
About how great your husband is. And you started.
Yeah. He's so imperfectly good, but he's just good for me, you know? Yeah. And I'm imperfectly good for him. And I'm just so grateful. Wow. I look back at the 24 years we've been married and I'm like, how could I get that lucky to be loved?
Yeah.
To be truly, truly loved by a man.
But you could totally have a different perspective, right? You could remember bad things.
I could.
Because they existed too.
Oh, yeah.
Like this morning, and I want you to get on this PubMed, but I have to just say about the choice. You had a choice, like Danny said. You have a choice to have looked at it, like, look at all his imperfections,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just look at all the times he's let
you
down.
Oh, I've had times of looking at them. They're not healthy times.
So that's what that's what that could have happened this morning.
Yeah.
And many, many mornings I've been at the same crossroad and taken the unhappy road, right? This morning, my two oldest daughters were off cleaning some facility, mm-hmm. you know, one of their jobs, and so they were out of the home. And it's just one of those mornings that everybody decided to be naughty all at once, and I just had all the littles and no bigs to help. And my toddler, he's still not out of diapers, and he's three. Hey, great. Hashtag perfect me, right?
Yeah. He's on the hashtags today, and she never uses social media.
No, it's just an OCD thing that's coming out of my head. Yeah. Okay, I've got a three-year-old still in diapers. He's got this huge, big poo-poo rash, and he's screaming in his high chair, and, you know, he's throwing his food off of the tray, and then my baby senses the mad, and she's crying, and then I told my son to never go on the four-wheeler down trails after a rain, and he just came screaming back off from a trail with one of my younger children on the back, which he knows he's not allowed to do.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was just doing an Indian burn on the other child's arm and with their tongue bitten between their teeth because they were so mad. You know, all of it happening at once. And I could have chosen, I can't handle this. And these were thoughts. Yeah. I am so overwhelmed. Yeah. Like, should I get on the phone and just spew it out to Sam? All the stuff I have to go through every morning? Like, this is just ridiculous. And I was going over and over and over and looking at the negatives.
Mm.
I was at the crossroads.
Yeah.
I was right there. I was almost falling down that negative hill. And then I said, I'm so blessed. These children are so naughty and it's so great. And I have the privilege of training them up.
Yeah.
And I love them. They are my joy, not my peace. They are so absolutely awesome. And you know what? Why am I getting offended and taking it personally? Because some women look after 55 dogs that yap all day and they love it. And these are humans with an eternal soul. This is so awesome. And then I started thinking, and look, that little dimple on that one child, he's gorgeous. And I probably did worse when I was three and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm like, my life is great. My children are fantastic. And I rose above and I actually got these feelings of glee.
Yeah.
But beforehand, when all those other thoughts were going through me, heart palpitations, cortisol, I was feeling poisoned in every cell. Yes. And I just wanted to poop on the floor myself.
Because, or as you say, because.
Because.
Because if your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Ooh, but if your eye is so evil true. Or your perspective,
it's all your about perspective
is wrong, everything's dark.
That's true.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
You want to come here on this mic, John? You had something to say. John, our producer, sometimes if he's a certain look in his eye, I just know he's got to say something.
No, it was what Serene was just saying that just sparked something in me a while back, years ago. You know, you have these epiphany moments where it's just like, oh, okay, if only I'd have known that 10 years ago. And mine was, I was actually standing at a gas station and I was putting gas in my car. And this is going to sound so simple, but it just occurred to me. It's like, I have a car. I can put gas in it. I live in this amazing little Tennessee town. It's like, it just occurred to me all these things that I have. And from that moment forward, and it always hits me when I'm putting gas in my car, I never, throughout the day, I spend my entire day going, I'm really thankful for the little things. You know, it's like, you know, I was on a call before this podcast started, and I was like, I'm really thankful for the people on this call. I'm thankful for you guys. You know, Danny pulled up while I was on the call, and the thought crossed my mind, you know, it's like,
I'm thankful for Danny.
There's Danny.
Yeah. Even Danny.
Yeah. Not that much.
You know, especially Danny, because, you know, a lot of, you know, we all spend a lot of time together, and sometimes things get gnarly, you know, and there was a while back when Danny and I were on different sides of things. Mm-hmm. But the best part of it was, and this is why I always liked Danny, but I loved Danny after this. I liked disagreeing with Danny because it was he's a good person to disagree with because he didn't take it personally.
Right.
And, if
he did for a day or two, he came back with love.
Danny actually never missed a beat. I actually, in that same time period, I watched Danny have a disagreement with somebody else on our team. And did the same thing there. And it's like, but all this to say what Serene was saying about in the midst of all that chaos in your family and your kids and stuff like that, the one thing that I think has made my marriage to my wife, Dawn, amazing is we get through a lot with humor, but we have this line that we say to each other all the time when we're really, really, really irritating each other or whatever. I'll look her in the eyes or she'll look me in the eyes and go, there is no one else I'd rather be freaking driving me crazy right now than you. You know, and it kind of puts it all in perspective. Yes. It's like we can be like making each other so mad, but I'm glad it's her that's making me, and I'm so thankful that it's her because I know I know there's in 30 minutes it's all going to be awesome,
right?
Again,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, so what you were saying about the kids and the chaos, I do that like multiple times.
I've got a shout out about John.
You're gonna steal my shout out.
But John is a grateful person to the core, and if this is the thing, we have to choose to be grateful, because you don't know who's sitting next to you and you don't know what they're going through, and you can think, oh, of course John's grateful, he's got a great life, blah 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 blah. John has many hurdles that he rises above with thankfulness. He is so grateful, and he has so many issues that he has to rise above that he could be complaining about. I don't mean his personality. I'm saying his wife is in a wheelchair.
Dawn listens to our podcast. She's been here right now. Dawn, and
Dawn,
we believe she'll rise
above.
Out of that wheelchair.
Dawn rises above.
Dawn,
he with her
is in a wheelchair. John does so many things. He leaves. He works 16 hours a day at Trim Healthy Mama, and then goes home and he does the things that his wife cannot do. Although we fully are believing and standing with her healing. Out of that wheelchair. But I have never, not once.
He never complains.
Ever heard you, John, complain about what you do for Dawn.
Or say life's hard for us.
Or say, man, it's hard. Man, we've been given a tough time.
You've never said that.
I've never heard. I've only heard you be grateful.
No, I appreciate you acknowledging that because I don't know it. I don't know, and maybe you guys are the same way. But it wasn't always the case that I was, you know, when I was 20 years old, I wasn't truly thankful. You know, I mean, I wasn't completely selfish, but I didn't. You know, I don't remember ever being 20 going, I'm really thankful I can put gas in my car. You know, I just kind of took it for granted. But I'm just kind of killing time while Danny's fixing Pearl's mic.
But wouldn't you say, John, in your life, isn't it like Serene said, thanks, Danny, my microphone fell, that it is a muscle that we exercise?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to find it first and then.
You have to find it.
And then once you find it, it's like, oh, now I can work.
And I know you have to go back to the pub meds, but I had to say this when you said, John, that you get through a lot of these issues. What I meant by issues, I didn't know how personal I was allowed to get. And then Pearl said wheelchair, and I'm like, okay, we can deal. I just don't want to do it in a rude way, right? Yeah. So I didn't mean issues.
I'm even thankful that you radiate my water every recording session.
Yes. I throw my phone next to his perfectly distilled water in a glass etched bottle. Anyway, because I want the phone away from me and my baby. But, you know, he said he gets through it with humor, which is gratefulness. It's a form you can't be have humor unless you're grateful for stuff in life. Well, my son just came back from the hospital the other day, Arden, who is, you know, right there on the tail end. I believe he's already in the victory area of fighting this cancer that was so ridiculously, you know,
a label over his life, which he refused to wear.
He refused to wear. So anyway, he said, well, hey, we got used to our particular doctors. I don't know, it was like a P word, but he called him Dr. Pistachio. It was a long name like that. It was a big joke. And they used to go in and the doctor would be like, you know, you don't get your money's worth out of me because, you know, all I want to do is say, hi, get out of here. You look too good to be in here kind of thing. Yeah. And they had this great joke. Well, his doctor was out of town and he was getting a checkup. And this other young doctor came in and Arden and his wife Esther were just joking around and just, you know, just enjoying life. And they're in there for this oncology visit, but they're just all jokes. And the lady said, stop. You know how serious this is?
Oh, wow.
Don't you know how serious this is? And Arden said to me, I didn't say it, but Mom, I felt like saying to her, if you only knew how serious this is. You haven't gone through this. You haven't had the feelings. But guess what? Mm. It's the joy that makes us be able to cope with how serious it is.
Yes.
It's the thankfulness that I'm still alive. It's the thankfulness
it's the
that
humor.
I have God to go through, that my beautiful wife has been here. It's the humor and the thankfulness. So don't give me this serious business.
Don't give me this get down in your mouth because it's so sad.
Right, because that's what we're trying to say. You choose joy. You choose thankfulness even more when it's hard because that's your only hope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's our hope, but that's how we have hope in him, right? The joy and the trust. But it's not just thankful when everything's going right. That's why it so moves me when I see John and Dawn, just the most funny couple that you've ever seen in your life, right? Hilarious. I mean, Dawn, his wife, just cracks a joke every 3 seconds.
No, Dawn could be like a professional stand-up comic.
Totes.
Yeah. Like she's a really funny person. Yeah.
So when the oncologist said to my son, don't you know how serious this is? That's the lie there from the pit of hell.
Mm.
It's when it's so jolly serious.
Yeah.
That the laughs needs to come.
That's really interesting that someone would say that to a person who actually has the problem and is laughing.
Yes.
Surely you would think that they would encourage the laughter and the positivity.
But I think it was rare. I think, you know, a lot of people are in there with the cancer and they've been told it's just this word. It's a fear word too, and it's a sadness. And everyone, well, let's feel the sadness and let's keep
somber.
A somber tone here, whereas Arden, you know, goes in then with hilarity. Like the Bible said, a merry heart is medicine, right? A broken spirit, that's the sickness.
She's
the
like,
broken spirit, but they want people to have this broken spirit.
Oh, it's like we're playing the dirge.
Yeah.
It's time to mourn.
Yes.
See, that was the interesting thing. That's the thing I think about when your mind and heart has been set aright, is that when the masses are playing the flute, you're not dancing.
Mm.
And when the masses are singing the dirge, you're not mourning. Mm-hmm. You're doing life from an internal place,
yeah,
from a higher place, from a stronger place.
Mm.
That's a big difference when your eye is good.
Oh!
Your whole body is full of
light. Daddy, I just read it in the Passion Translation, just Proverbs verse 30. I forget what book I'm in. I think it's like chapter 16. Eyes that focus on what is beautiful bring joy to the heart.
I mean, listen, I've got to get back to me pub meds, right?
Yeah, get back to your pub
what was
meds.
I?
Oh, was that like an hour
we're
ago?
We're doing great without these pub meds.
I know we are, but I love me some pub med. Yeah. Longer lasting relationships. I said that, right? Oh,
yes,
less aches and pains.
That's huge.
Isn't that interesting? Because guess why? When we're grateful, it actually causes oxytocin, endorphins, mm-hmm. all these things, they lower pain. It's mm-hmm. just science. Isn't that incredible?
Stress is inflammation.
Yes, stress is inflammation, cortisol causes inflammation, pain. Better sleep, more alertness and determination, and improved self-esteem. Improved self-esteem is such a bullet point. Can't believe I wrote it down, but think about it. When we focus on what we're grateful for, it's really hard to think, oh, I'm not worthy, is it? Because in this morning, that's one of the things I said, you know, to God. I was just like, Father, thank you that I'm your daughter and that you have just enriched me with every good gift. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your absolute, complete love.
It's perfect
love. I mean, how could I not have a high self-esteem when I'm that loved?
It's perfect
by
love
a father.
That casts out all fear.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, yes, I'm going to have a good self-esteem when I think about that sort of love.
So here's a note I want to say is that I feel like we as a culture try to avoid the struggle at all costs. We constantly numb ourselves. I was at the dentist yesterday and
were you numbed?
No, she put this like Orajel stuff on my gum. She'd do this like deep cleaning thing. Anyways.
Smile. They look lovely.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're getting there. 15 years of no dentistry is now being made up for. But they said I'm doing great for 15 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, no big issues.
Hey, you going on a vacay for your first time? And now in 15 years you went to the dentist?
It's interesting.
Hey, Trim Healthy Mom, you must have a pretty good job, I'd say. Potty's...
Yeah,
this is not too badly.
No, this is great. Outside of here, I've been making some money, and so no. All right, so you know, there's a couple things. You know, she was asking me if I wanted more numbing because it really wasn't a big deal, and she's like, "Do you want more of this numbing thing?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I mean, it's painful, but my biggest fear is the pain, and the pain's not really that bad, and I'm just going to endure it and see what happens." And then I told her this story about when we went to New Jersey, and on the way home, the captain comes on. You guys are going to remember this. And he says, there's scattered thunderstorms
yeah,
in Nashville.
That. So Serena and I looked at each other, and when we looked back at you, it was like, I wonder what Danny thinks of that.
I know. I saw you looking at me. And he said, so it's going to be a bumpy ride, but we're going to get you there as smoothly as possible. And I thought, is that his way of saying that we're going into adventure battle level flight and like I'm going to see bombs exploding, we're going to lose an engine, and he's just saying like tighten your seatbelt, folks, and relax because it's about to go nuts. I didn't know. You know, my mind is doing all this. So I was in my Escape noise-canceling headphones. I was closing my eyes. I was breathing in and breathing out, and I was doing my mental exercises to endure this plane ride. And then this thought hit me. You are always going to be afraid if you don't face this.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the first time on the whole plane ride, I turned the headphones off. I put them away.
Did you eat some peanuts? Because Danny won't eat on a plane. Cause
he thinks if he stops focusing
the plane's
on keeping
going down.
Us up in the air, the plane's going down. But I like it. Keep going, Dan.
Woo! And I said to myself, sir, you are going to experience this moment. You are going to be in this moment. You're not going to escape and numb your pain and your fear. You're going to see that all is well and that you have nothing to fear but fear itself. And I put my headphones away and I looked around the cabin and I watched as the horizon levels changed out the window, seeing the sharp turns and all the while just going, it's fine. It's totally fine. This is in your mind, son. And I shared that story with the lady working on my teeth and we just had this big conversation about how we are constantly trying to avoid the struggle. We're always trying to escape from life and create the most, you know, escapist
idyllic bubble where nothing hurts.
Yeah, where nothing hurts. We don't feel pain. And I want to say that, you know, if you're going through depression or you're lacking gratitude or, you know, those are internal indicators of perhaps things that you do need to edit or adjust. But more importantly than any of that, some things are not changeable and you can't fix your outside circumstances. Mm-hmm. But what you can control is your mind, because like we said, gratitude, it really is a choice. Mm-hmm. So you can't, while your world may be falling apart around mm-hmm. you, what's going on internally is something you get to control and you Absolutely. Get to choose right now.
So,
and you know, you mentioned breath and all of that, you know, it helps, but you know, Serene mentioned the scripture about breath, in him I live and move and have my being, but I was
escaping with my breath.
I know.
You see? It wasn't like I was doing something positive. No. I was trying to get out of this moment. Exactly. I was trying to escape.
You weren't breathing in the moment.
No.
No.
You see, we've got to breathe in the moment.
Yeah. Then I breathe.
I do want to talk really quickly, though, about this book. We're going to have the author of this book on the potty because it's too good. But yes. I'm going to take a couple of little paragraphs from this. It's called Unleashing the Healing Miracle Within by Dr. Lucky. He talks about breath. He says, when you breathe from the diaphragm or abdomen, you use muscles that you have not used before because you are usually using your neck and chest muscles to breathe shallowly. Babies breathe from the abdomen because this is how we are created to breathe. Abdominal breathing takes the stress off the neck and the chest, reduces headaches, TMJ, and your sinuses will also improve. The key benefit physically is your cortisol level. The cortisol level indicates that stress is highest at 8 o'clock in the morning. That is why most people have heart attacks in the morning. Isn't that interesting? A higher cortisol level means higher stress and hence higher risks of heart attack and things like that. So he recommends deep breathing in the morning. Well, I didn't realize that, but I was doing that, this breathing thing in the morning. And I just think breath, the power of breath with gratefulness, what a combination. I mean, we're talking about being grateful here, but this is something practical you can do.
And I want to say too, don't think you have to be in some Zen Buddhist monastery.
No.
My house is super psycho loud and it's designed in a way that microphones every squeal, yeah. right? Because it's like
concrete
yeah. Cathedral,
high ceilings,
concrete ceilings,
hardwood floors, yeah. everything is stark, right? And you can breathe in the moment. Embrace the chaos and breathe in joy. What I'm trying to say is it may not be a lot of noise for you. It might be other things.
Yeah, it might be a mean boss or it might be coworkers that are snippy and constantly, you know.
Exactly.
No, you know, you're right, Serene.
Because it's then that you need to breathe in
even more
than the perfect time.
But I think people, like we exercise this. I feel like we need to do this literal exercise wherever you're right now, if you're listening, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but so do I have to breathe in the rat pee?
You have to breathe in, Serene. Come on.
I have to.
Okay, sorry, there's mice in this potty, but it is a little bit of fumes.
It's a cabin in the woods, you see.
There's a little fumes of pee of rats. Serene believes they're rats. I think they're mice. Okay, so what we can do this, right? I want people to learn to do this. I mean, so breathe in. And now say what you're thankful for. Now breathe it out.
So many, I'd have to hold my breath for so long.
Just say it, breathe it out. You just say one thing at a time. Now breathe it in. Okay, the next thing you're thankful for.
Puppies.
This is serious, Denny. Maybe
I'm
it is puppies.
For puppies.
Hey, you like that oncologist? Serious,
Danny's. The joke was.
Have you ever seen Have you ever seen a puppy's belly after he drinks his milk and his tight tummy?
And I just saw my little. Did you see my little grandson today?
Oh, he had a little tight tummy.
He has a little belly when he drinks. It's like a puppy belly, and he gets all swollen.
Well, it's like the jocks that just get a little bit over the hill and they still tuck in.
Yeah,
When my wife used to ask the babies, "Do you want your Treemies, which is the creamies, which is the mama's milk," she would say, when she was done, she would say, "Is your tummy tight?"
Oh, I like it. And I stole that from Danny because when we went away to the radio thing.
Yeah, Serene called it Ninny for the drink.
Yeah, and it was kind of like getting done, being done. Like I'd done it for all my children. And he was saying, "Oh, you're giving Solly the trimmies?" And I was like, "Oh, can I plagiarize Mrs. Valdez's?"
Yeah, but the whole time then Serene would say to Solly, "You want the trimmies, Solly?" And Danny would school her. No, that's not quite right. "Do you want the afternoon trimmies, Solly?" Yeah. Like he had all the ways to say
it. All the nighttime trimmies. And, and I had to do it all his way. And I'm like, forget it. It's Ninny.
Hey, but you know what? We need to go. But I think there's a couple of things that will destroy gratefulness every time. Mm-hmm. Resentfulness, resentment, and bitterness.
It's a whole other potty.
It is. Oh,
yeah. We're going to come back.
Okay, but when they rise up. Okay, we have to do a whole other potty on it.
It's 40 minutes.
Oh, we're done.
40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, those need to go. Gratefulness needs to replace
because
them.
They take the place of gratefulness. And do you know what happens with bitterness? It dries up the bones. It's just scientific and it's scriptural. But the thing is that it's you know when there's a disease on a plant, it just doesn't hang out in one corner.
Yeah,
it ravages. And that's what happens with resentful and bitterness. And you don't have room for thankfulness.
Okay, we're gonna go, but I've got one more script, and it's a really good script. Okay,
one more script.
Today, it says Psalm 107.
You said it's Australian. Today.
Okay. It says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and for his wonderful deeds for mankind." And this is what I love today in your trim, healthy mama journey when you're feeling like, man, I wish I could go eat the potato chips. It's so hot. "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." I know that's spiritual. Of course it is. He satisfies our inner man. But guess what? When you are looking after your temple, he satisfies us with good things, not the junk.
And those good things are yummy.
And so we're going to be grateful for those things today. So thank you, Father, for the good things that you created that I get to eat.
Yes. And now ending with a little bit of humor.
Yes.
Just because Danny, I'm thankful for Danny and the fact that he does bring a lot of fun and laughter into our lives. You know how you said you're making money on the side so you could pay for all your Cali trips and your dentistry?
Yeah,
I was my brain had this flash of Danny making money on the side.
Out there
and it was
juggling.
Him going out jogging in his little shiny
we talked about that
things.
Last week.
Yeah. And then at the end of running up and down the piers and with his shirt off and his cute little skinny Danny, what if you could isness.
Yeah.
Then he lays out his running shoes for people to drop the coins in. was a quick movie that went in my head when he said outside jobs. I didn't have to think about that. That flashed into my head.
What, for the show? They pay for the show?
Yeah, they pay for the running shoes.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It's like you're busking with your what if you could running and then you laid your shoes out.
That would be a
finesse.
That would be a killer video. Like where I actually jog and then I go around with a shoe.
Yes.
And they're like, "For what?" And I'm like, "Didn't you see me jogging past you? I was shirtless."
Yeah, and you were, and your shoulders were back and your head
was
high.
They were back like that. They were wired back.
Yes.
Like with
his shoulders were thrust so far back. His head was so high. His chin was out with the "what if you could run like me?" Completely dust
was
coming
bounding.
From the sneakers.
I was bounding. Literally, when I run, and this is why I recommend when you're able to for some at least brisk walking, if not running, I feel like I'm bounding into my future.
Yes.
And he was.
That's what it
like
was.
You feel like it unclogs the "I'm stuck." That's what I like about at least some light exercise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really unclogs the "I'm stuck here and I'm trapped and
okay,
I'm never going to."
Okay, John's here and then we're quitting.
Okay, I wasn't present to see the spectacle of
Danny
running.
Yeah, too bad for you, sir.
But I'm sure like others out there listening, man, I wish I would have been. So if you'd like to see this, Danny spends a lot of time with a camera doing video stuff for us. And I'm picturing him recreating this scene, putting the theme to Chariots of Fire in the background and running it in slow motion. So if you want to see this.
Oh, wait, you're teeing it up like it's happening.
If you
want to
see
hold
this
up,
as much as I do, why don't you send us an email or a shout out on the Facebook page because this has to happen.
My goodness.
I bet you it's already filmed. Hey, he probably filmed himself.
He probably filmed himself with a GoPro, like stuck to his head.
All right. Hey, listen, people, our feelings are a choice. Gratitude is a choice. Mm-hmm. Happiness is ultimately your choice. Trim healthy mama my way, and then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.